Mike, tell us a little bit, first of all, the setup you guys have out there and maybe some of the logistical challenges that go along with keeping things as normal as possible when you're playing on the West Coast and you're away from New England for the week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a challenge, but so far so good. The hotel's been great for us. Just an extended stay away. The hotel's nice. The meeting rooms are nice. Everything's right there. So that in itself is good and helpful. But we just got off the bus, got to the USD facilities, and it's good enough. We've all grown up playing Pee Wee in high school and college football. So this is nothing new to us. It's a little bit new, obviously, with the facilities we have now. A little bit nicer, but we're making do, and we'll be just fine.
There were some guys who were comparing it to a training camp type of atmosphere in terms of you guys all being in the hotel together. Is there something to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right on.
Tell me a little bit about, just kind of follow up really quickly if I could, just tell me a little bit about what you guys see from the San Diego defense and what are some of the challenges you guys anticipate this week from this defensive grouping?
Yeah, absolutely. So another week in the NFL. Every team's going to be good, regardless of records, and they obviously have a very good one. But defensively, good group all around, starting with their front, and then moving into the secondary. They're very good all around the field, so we're just going to have to be on top of everything and be ready for Sunday.
It looks like they have struggled at times, at least from the outside, to get pressure on opposing passers. And some of the success that they have had comes down to scheme. I understand that you guys obviously, are not, you want to be mindful of the pass rush each and every week. But when it comes to a maybe a different kind of a defensive front, what are some of the challenges that you guys anticipate seeing on Sunday night?
Like you said, the scheme pressures and really comes from everyone on the field. So as long as we get everything right this week, to be ready for Sunday, no matter where it comes from.
Hey guys, wondering if you could speak to the kind of the state of the team right now after the defeat on Sunday. And I, for those of us who weren't there, I was just wondering how quickly you guys were able to compartmentalize that and put it behind you.
Very quick. We have no choice. Just like every other week, whether we're winning or losing, we do what we got to do to get back to work. And after all our losses this year, that's what we've done. And like everyone's got a good attitude and is ready to get back to work and get right back on the right track. So that's what everyone's mindset is. Nothing about the past. I'm not looking too far ahead to the future. We got to take care of Wednesday today and get back on track.
Can you again, looking back, you had the one catch on Sunday, and I know it wasn't a defeat, but can you kind of very impressive catch? And can you just speak to the fact of there's a lot of guys who only had one target in the game besides yourself,
mm-hmm.
and how important it is for you to capitalize on that when you get the opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. You said it. We have a lot of great playmakers that are going to show up. I'm attached each and every week, but even more importantly, whether it's me or somebody else, like Bolden, we just got to take, those opportunities. We got to capitalize on them, like you said, and make the most of them. And hopefully they can help us win. And, that's the ultimate goal, no matter who it is.
Just a follow-up to that last question, how important is it for you guys who, like yourself, might not be active in the pass game every week, but to kind of stay with it and turn practice each week and, get ready for the game, even though you're not maybe one of the leading pass catchers?
Absolutely. I think you said it before, you said it the best. You got to be ready for your opportunity because you're one play away from playing. So whether it's 5 plays a week or 60 plays a week, you just gotta be ready whenever your number's called, and take advantage of the opportunities that are given and that you put yourself in a position to make.
And then secondly, you guys have had some success this year when you've had an extra guy come in and block on the line. How important has that been in development in the running game with the extra offensive lineman?
Well, it's great for us. It's been good for us. We gotta do whatever we have to do, put us in the best position to win. So whatever personnel groups those are, we just got to be ready whenever your number is called.
Hey, Michael, I apologize if you've been asked about this. I think I might have gone on to the call a few seconds late here, but I just wanted to ask you about Dwight Freeney, obviously we remember him, you know, sort of in his heyday with the Colts, and
right.
You know, I know you guys have had a lot of good things to say about him in the past. I'm just wondering what you've seen from him on film this year, and if he still at times shows flashes of being that same guy.
Dwight Freeney, he's still a very good player, so we're not taking anything away from him. We got to be ready for him and everything we can bring to the table on Sunday. So any of those reports that say he's lost it, we're not believing it, and we can see it on film already.
What is it that makes him a tough guy to block? Is it his speed, or what is it about him that's made him effective?
Everything, speed, his power, whatever he wants to do over his long career, he's pretty much had the liberty to do it, and comes in a different bunch of ways, but you got to be ready for everything, speed, power, whatever it is, whatever he brings, which would be a lot. His toolbox is big.